Did you have trouble with those little animals that are black with white stripes, or white with black stripes? They get in your chickens?
Yes. One morning I got up and the chicken house was well down east of the house and they had an orchard. There was a dead hen lying out right by the doorstep, the kitchen door. And I, something had dragged her from that chicken house. You see her all the way the trail that made her drag her hen up there. And there was a hole right. There's a rock foundation under the house, but there's a little stone that had been come loose and come out. And he couldn't get the hen through that hole. Take her under the house. Well, Mr. Beeson set a trap just inside under the floor. He could reach through, you know, that night and thought there's one of those little bits of striped cats, old cats. And I had dragged that big old hen all the way up there from the chicken house. I was going to take her under the house and couldn't get her through that little opening.
Wasn't that lucky if that chicken had been under there decaying?
Pretty bad.
Did you have squirrels?
Yes, there used to be quite a few squirrels. Mr. Beeson never would allow them killed on our place, and they got to be quite a few. But since he's gone and I've moved away from there, the boys was going, I probably killed four of them. I don't know if there's any left there. Used to be quite a few of them.
Did you have these little animals about this long with stripes on their backs? No, not squirrels.
They were like chipmunks, I guess about the same thing as chipmunks. Some call them brown squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen the chipmunks in Colorado, they look almost the same as those that looked here. Yes, they were quite a few of those. The gophers used to give us a lot of trouble. They kill the alfalfa, you know.
Oh, those rascals.
They'd make have runways on the ground. It's hard to catch those too.
Do you have any word for this sort of animal? The ones that just cause trouble to you? Steal your chickens or...
Well, the coyotes were the worst menace we had then. The chicken, they'd catch them in daytime. If they were feed or someplace out close to the house where the chickens would go, they'd sneak in there in daytime and catch the chickens and turkeys.
Raisin.
There's a lot of those here yet, too.
Did you use the word varmints for anything?
I've heard that used a lot. And for any kind of wild varmint.
Let's see, did you have these little animals that live down by the creek and make a big noise at night? Eat insects, sort of greenish maybe?
Oh, frogs?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
And how about those that look somewhat like them, but they live in dry land, and you touch them, you're supposed to get warts?
Well, that's toad, big toad. Oh, yes, that's a big toad. I saw one out there on the porch out front the other night. The lights turned on out there.
We've got some around our house. I like them. They take care of the insects, sort of. Did you have these lizards with horns on them?
Toad's horn toads at home.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned frogs.